And he continues on, and he says it in such a way that the Pharisees don't know that they're being talked to, or even criticized. So they will continue, and so they hear, but they don't listen. It's a brilliant way of communicating the message. I don't expect all of us to talk in parables, but just want you to see how calm Christ is about this idea of talking in parables. If you take a look in verse 1, that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and a great crowd gathered about him, so that he got into the boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things. And he's telling them this parable, okay? He's going to tell them about the seed that falls on the hard ground, thorny ground, and the path. And he's also going to talk about the seeds that fall on the good ground. At no point is he emotionally angered. He's going to lose 3/4 of the population given this parable, right? There are 4 types of soil. 3 out of 4 of them do not get the message. So as us who are people who are going to tell the gospel, we should be just continually sowing, not expecting to see the returns. Just do it because the only way we can do this is because we love God, because we want to obey him, because it brings him much joy. He's going to lose. I mean, he's the creator of all humankind. I think he must be pained when he sees people rejecting him. And so that is something that struck me as Christ going out to tell the gospel. Some people, Doug has told me that, you know, that in verse 1, when he went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and he started to address the crowds from the sea, this was the turning point at which Christ would then go out into the Gentile world and tell them the gospel, so he would include the Gentile population over and above the Jewish population and not restrict them. One thing good about parables is that as you tell the story, you can always recount it yourself, because it's told as a parable and you're not trying to be factual. You don't end up in an argument. So for that reason, parables are a good way to communicate the gospel. Who's the audience in this parable? The audience in this case is you. Let me see if I can find it here. In verse 11, and he answered to them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." The idea here is you have now got the parable. If you get the parable, you understand that, one, a lot of people are going to reject you. If you understand the parable, okay, people will not see what you see. If you get the parable, you are the minority. If you get the parable, you will always understand some things that are spiritual that the whole world does not see. So, in as much as you can.